Okay.
We've got Coach King with us. Coach, we're glad to have you with us, and we like being at home again. We hadn't been able to do that so far. Normally, I like to start off talking about the offense, but, wow, your defense put on a show tonight.
They sure did. They stopped a very potent running game, and, you know, it's two great backs, kind of a two-headed monster, and I thought they did a heck of a job of shutting them guys down and forcing them, you know, in long yardage situations and, of course, punt the ball, you know. But they came up big, you know, and we got to manage to get a blocked field goal after, you know, a blocked punt that we had, and they kept the score there, and then, you know, they held them there at the half to missed field goal attempt, which I thought was big. I mean, it's crucial plays in the game. But just all in all, throughout the night, they were smothering, and you know, I thought they did a great job of tackling.
Yeah, I think, too, Markevian Haynes had a great week last week, and then again this week. And so now that really puts a lot of pressure on the teams that you're going to play in the future, whereas I probably going into the year, everybody thought, oh, all they got to do is stop Caden Meredith, who is a great back. But we've got two capable backs that have both played great the last couple of weeks.
There ain't no doubt. Kiki is a fine football player, and he blocks, he catches the ball out of the backfield, he can run it. I mean, he can do a lot of things for our football team. He's a very important part of it. Of course, Caden is too, you know. And Caden kind of hit his stride a little bit there, and, you know, in the second half started creasing some runs, running it like, you know, we used to seeing him run it. So, you know, we got to have both those guys for us to be a good football team.
And when we were talking before, while we were waiting on you to come on, when you got the two backs like that and you can run the ball successfully, it does open up your passing game, and you did hit some pretty good throws tonight.
Well, we made some key throws in key moments. Also missed a couple of opportunities, you know. I think, you know, a couple of them hit our hands. DB made a good play in knocking it out, but I thought we, you know, for the most part threw the ball pretty good. Some of those, you know, one of them was a bad call, put us in a bad situation. We made a smart decision, threw it out of bounds, and you know, so I was pleased with that part of it. But we've got to be a little more consistent. We can't be so much feast or famine. But, you know, it's got to get the ball to those guys, too. I mean, Jalen Hale, Hopkins, you know, on the edge. Those guys need the ball in their hand, and we got to find better ways to get them to them. Tight ends, too. Got to get our tight ends involved in it as well.
You know, one thing that's nice about Jalen Hale is the fact that he's 6'4", I think, down there in the corner, just the fact that his height, he's able to jump up and make the catch. Having a 6'3 or 6'4 receiver that can run and catch, there's worse things than you could have on a team.
It's nice to have one of those toys, ain't it? I thought he made a heck of a catch on that fade ball. I mean, that was unbelievable. But he came down with it, and I thought he made a heck of a catch and run on the jailbreak screen there in the third quarter, I guess. So that was a big play for us.
I know you've been on the road the last couple of weeks, and I know it's good to be home. Even though things are different and everything, it's still probably a better routine to be playing here at home, and playing at Lobo Stadium has always been an advantage.
That's right.
No doubt it was. I mean, I thought we had a pretty good crowd considering our limitations. You know, I think we were sold out in the stadium seats, and then we had leftovers sitting on the hill. So I was pleased with the crowd, and, you know, it's we're going to have to put on a better show for them, you know, throughout the season. If we're going to be a playoff team and make a run in the playoffs, we're going to have to get a lot better in some areas. So, you know, but no, it's always nice to be back home and Lobo Stadium, and you know, first game of the year, which is kind of strange, and being October the 9th, we're probably having our season opener.
Really?
At the stadium, so stadium opener, yeah. But that's kind of weird. That's kind of how 2020's been. Yeah, I tell you, another highlight tonight was a field goal that Onofre made on opening possession.
Yes, yes.
You know, that was big for us, and we missed the opportunity to get 7 points there and killed ourselves with penalties and missed opportunities. But, I mean, he drilled it, and I thought that was a boost, a shot in the arm. And that really, I mean, that's the lead you have at halftime. And you come out at halftime, get a huge kickoff return back inside the 5 and punch one in, and, you know, and make it a 2-score lead. And then, you know, punch another one in. And, you know, the way we were playing defense, it just felt like, unless they just popped a a play or, you know, we bust a coverage or something, then we should be fine.
John, I was impressed with your offensive line tonight. They opened up some good holes for your running backs.
Well, they at times they did. In the first half, I wasn't real happy with them. You know, we were busting some assignments, but, you know, we finally figured it out, settled down, and, you know, they played us a little bit differently than what we'd prepared for, you know, because everybody we'd seen them against was spread, and they played a different look, and, you know, they played us differently, and, you know, they gave us some fits early on, and we were turning the guy loose here, getting ahead across here. You know, when you do it right with Kiki Haynes and Cade Meredith, I mean, good things happen. All you know, they need is crease. You know, they don't need to have to dodge one in the backfield. So, as it wore on, I think we got better. It's not all negative. I saw some good things out of our pulling guards this week that I didn't see the week before. You know, so they got better as it went on.
They did.
Well, I hear you have this guy on your staff that was a pretty fair offensive lineman in his day, and I'm sure that you can just go look in the mirror and talk to him a little bit and give him a little help on that maybe next week.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get it straight. I can tell you that these kids are busting their tails, man, and it's just you know, when you got four new starters and, you know, and new quarterbacks behind them, I mean, it's just there's some growing pains you got to go through. But we got a chance to be pretty good up front, and it ain't from lack of effort. It ain't from lack of grinding on them, because I can tell you, Chad Hancock, Spencer Bourne, David Ashley, myself, I mean, it's four of us on them, the four horsemen, I guess you could call us, every day. And
that's some pretty good-sized horses.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna get them straight, but I'm proud of the effort they're putting forth. We just gotta straighten some things out because I mean they've got to play well every Friday night, every game night. They got to show up, play well. You win the line of scrimmage, which I thought, you know, our defense did that for us. Won the line of scrimmage there, and offensively we did at times, and won there at the end. So just got to keep plugging away.
John, I wanted to say you know, this is a pretty special win for me now that I have aged another year. So I want to say thank you for that and look forward to more big wins down the line.
That was Eddie,
well,
John.
I do too, Eddie. Yeah, Eddie. Let me tell you something. You know, Coach Collins' wife, Bonnie Collins, always told me there's no such thing as a bad win. I didn't believe her my early years, and I'm to the point – since I've aged so much, any win's a good win. It ain't pretty. We have things we got to fix, but winning's a heck of a lot better than all turning.
Well, you can see through the three games, progressively they're getting better at those positions, and this team really seems to be united, and I think better things are going to happen down the line. So congratulations, big win. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Eddie. Thank you. Good to hear your voice, too. Good to have you.
Hey, thank you.
And Coach,
hey, wait, I'm going to ask him one more question.
Go ahead.
John, you got to promise me you're going to give me an honest answer on this question, okay?
I promise.
Okay. I understand why you're not coming to the press box to see us because of this COVID, but I want to know the truth. Did the fact that you're not going to have to go to the press box in Lufkin factor in this at all?
I want to know that myself, John.
That confirmed the fact that I ain't coming up there next week. Yeah.
Can I
stay
with you, John, next week myself?
Do what?
Can I stay on the sidelines with you next week myself? I won't get your way.
Oh, Lord. I can tell you.
Coach, let's talk about next week just a little bit, and then we'll let you go. It is a Thursday night game and a 7 o'clock kickoff. And are we home or visitors?
We are the home team. Okay. And it is 7 o'clock. I'm sorry. We're the visiting team, and it is a 7 o'clock kickoff. Okay, so I told them I wasn't sitting on Lufkin's side. I ain't never done it, and I ain't going to make my fans do it. But, you know, so we're on the visitor side where we normally sit at, and I think we're going to have a total of 1,500 seats, what they told us we could sell. including our band, which our band, I think, is going to travel down there. They've allowed us to do that. So we're looking at about 1,250 seats minus the performing students' tickets that we're going to allow them to purchase earlier in the week. And then we're going to do it Monday and Tuesday. Then tickets going to sell to the general public Wednesday and Thursday. And ticket price is going to be $6 for adults, $4 for students, and $8 at the gate.
And
we are selling them at the athletic office.
Everybody's asking, is there going to be a stream of that game?
I have to confirm that.
Okay.
I cannot answer that now. But, yes, okay. We're going to try to have a stream. I have to get that confirmed.
Okay. I'm glad we got that because I get that question an awful lot. Thanks for answering that, and I'm sure we'll hear more in the next few days.
Yes. Now, Liz Rawls, she'll send out that information, and it'll be similar link access what we've had for all our other games. It'll be on the district website, and it'll be available in the same location. Whatever the link will be, we'll have it posted, and we'll get it out to Lobo Nation.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping by again. Go enjoy the victory tonight, and we will talk to you next week.
You bet. You guys,
good game, John. Good game.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks.